This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the news and cues you need to watch out for this Monday. Just to quickly recap what took place on Friday, the Sensex and the Nifty closed with a cut of 0.5% each after a range-bound session. The mid-cap index gained more than 100 points from the lows to close in the green. The large-cap PSU banks dragged the Nifty Bank, ending with a cut of 235 points. IT stocks were under pressure on H-1B visa concerns and contributed 70% to the Nifty fall. Sensex and Nifty for the week closed flat. This was for the third consecutive week. The Nifty Bank gained for the seventh consecutive week, which was the longest winning streak that we've seen in the past 5 years. In terms of flows, the FIIs net bought around 306 crores in the cash market. DIIs net sold around 177 crores in the cash market. In terms of the cues to watch out for, the global markets were in fine fettle on Friday. So Wall Street gained on Friday following positive comments on the potential for a trade deal between the United States and China. Asian markets are also positive in early trade. However, one of the dampeners to watch out for and the repercussions which could be on banks is that stock market regulator SEBI has banned Karvi Stock Broking from taking new clients and executing new trades following alleged misappropriation of shares and funds of its clients worth about 2,000 crores. Also, Maharashtra politics will continue to be in focus as speculation will be a floor test soon, or will the Fadnavis government get reprieve? All eyes will be on the Supreme Court as the tussle for power in Maharashtra will continue. In a couple of stocks to watch, there is a Sensex rejig which has taken place. So Nestle India, Titan and Ultratech will be added to the benchmark indices, replacing Tata Motors, Tata Motors DVR, Vedanta and Yes Bank. This will also bring down the number of constituents to 30 firms in total from 31 previously. A couple of other stocks in focus would be Vodafone Idea, where the long-term bank facility and NCD ratings are revised. We also have Shri Cement, which has set its issue price for a QIP at 19,300 rupees per share. SpiceJet reports that they would look to raise funds via QIP. And stocks such as Unichem Labs, which has received US approval for a hypertension drug. Well, those are a couple of stocks to watch out for, news and cues to watch out for in trade today. That's all the time that we have on this market podcast. Thanks very much for tuning in. And do stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for news and updates. This market podcast is brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.